Welcome to the episode 11 Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, you're going to get a solo episode from me because there is so much reality TV news to break down for you guys. We have a brand new Bachelorette that's going to shock the world. We got the Dancing with the Stars cast announced. I'm going to predict my winner of that. And then we have a full slate of fall reality TV shows that I want to share with you so that you are aware to what to watch in the near future. Thank you guys so much for the continued support of the Love in Reality podcast. Again, we cannot thank you guys enough for the likes, the comments, the subscribes, all of that. If you could, if you're listening here on podcast platforms, do me a favor, leave that five-star review. And if you're watching here on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. It goes a long way in supporting the Love in Reality podcast. We'll be live Sunday night breaking down the Love Island Games cast. We're going to share our thoughts on the cast, maybe pair up the first set of couples and those kind of predictions for that. And then on top of that, we will be live throughout the season of Love Island Games on Wednesdays and Sundays. Wednesdays and Sundays. It's going to be very, very exciting. We are back with Love Island. Some more Love Island, some more drama, and it's going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. But the biggest news of the morning, we have a brand new Bachelorette. It is Taylor Frankie Paul. Yes, from Mormon Wives, she has announced on the Call Her Daddy podcast that she will be the new Bachelorette. She was on the Call Her Daddy podcast, and I'm going to share some brief things that I saw about being on the show. She said she made a TikTok. She was looking for love because it wasn't working out with Dakota. She thought it was a kind of an unattainable joke. She didn't believe it that they offered it to her. She had some hesitations because of her babies. She's got two baby daddies. She can do anything she wants. She can ask for help. She hired, you know, family, assistants, nannies. She wanted to do something for herself. Family was shocked. Her mom thought it was a great opportunity. Taylor hasn't done the dating thing because she got married so young. She is the first Bachelorette ever to not be from the franchise. She's seen the show, but she's never had a roster. Doesn't watch a lot of reality TV. She still will be on The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives since she thinks most of them will be happy for her. However, she kind of said that there was a picture going around with her showing that there's a man with a guitar. She said she met the guy twice. He was a likable guy. She dated a little bit, wanted to date before going on the dating show. He was singing, playing guitar on TikTok Live. He came from out of state. She said, maybe be there if she comes back. Maybe this guy will be open to showing up. He didn't want to watch the show so he can get to know Taylor for Taylor. Her and Dakota are done for good. She made the final call. It's over. You'll see it play out next season. Maybe they hooked up one more time after Stagecoach. She didn't tell him she was going to be the Bachelorette. He knew she was dating, thinks he might be sad. She stayed with him so long because she thought the problem and was postpartum from two miscarriages. Taylor, what is she looking for in a guy? She did announce that she's looking for somebody in the 27 to 42 range. Has to be willing to move to Utah. She has kids. Doesn't matter what he does. Works. Wants him to be motivated, but she's okay to be the breadwinner. She loves a good chill date and open to a Mormon or not Mormon. It's really, really interesting. It was supposed to be a Bachelor version of the season was supposed to come up, I do believe. And her being announced as a Bachelor, that's huge. I think this is a massive, massive swing for ABC. They needed a win. And they needed a win in a big way. And this is a big win. Secret Life of Mormon Wives has become, Mom Talk has become a phenomenon across the country. And I do think that this could play out very, very well. And I think Taylor Frankie Paul is the perfect personality. She's the perfect person to represent that. Represents being a mom, represents the young marriages, represents so many different dynamics that I really feel like will work well for her. And of course, on top of all of it, you know, she is an absolute beautiful woman. You know what I mean? As well. So this is going to be huge. I can't wait for it. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Taylor Frankie Paul being part of the Bachelor Nation. You know what I mean? That's going to be something interesting to find as well. So with that being said, obviously we're going to transition into Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars cast was announced. And of course, we announced, not only were they announced with their pairings. And that is where things get super interesting. And who is going to win the season of Dancing with the Stars as well? So we have Dylan Efron, Robert Irwin, Whitney Levitt from Secret Life of Mormon Wives, Jen Affleck from The Secret Life of Mormon Wives. We have Alex Earle, Danielle Fischel, Boy Meets World actress, Jordan Chiles, Olympic gymnast, Scott Hoying, the Pentatonics member, Lauren, I'm not gonna bury her last name, but she's from Fifth Harmony, Andy Richter, who's a comedian, Elaine Hendricks, actress, Corey Feldman, actor slash musician, Baron Davis, NBA star, and then Hilaria Baldwin, which is a yoga instructor and Alec Baldwin's wife. Now, Dylan Efron is paired with Daniela, with Robert Irwin paired with Whitney. We have Mark coming out of retirement, basically, to pair with Whitney from The Mormon Wives, which should be, that's, she's like the front runner in everybody's eyes now because we've seen the dance moves on the TikToks. Jan is going to be paired with Jen Affleck. Val is going to be with Alex Earle. Pasha with Danielle Fischel, Ezra with Jordan Chiles, Riley with Scott Hoying, Brandon with Lauren, not going to butcher her last name, Jenna with Corey Feldman, Alan with Elaine Hendricks, Emma with Andy Richter, Britt with Baron Davis, and then, of course, Gleb with Hilaria Baldwin. This, to me, is where I feel like I have the front leg on what is going to transpire, right? There's going to be the favorites of everybody each and every week, right? Dylan Efron is going to be a crowd favorite. Robert Irwin, crowd favorite. I do think that they're going to have the backing of everybody wanting to see these people each and every week. But for me, my top three candidates for Dancing with the Stars winning. All right. You can never go wrong with the gymnast, right? Jordan Chiles, light on her feet, all of those things. To me, that's why she's sliding to three. I feel like that's an automatic top three placing. Okay? That, to me, is a lock. Coming in at number two is not Whitney, but yet Jen. Okay? I don't know what it is. Whitney feels like the safe bet to say, I think she's going to do good on the show. And I think she could potentially win based on her pairing with Mark, right? That's where everybody's like, oh, Mark is the man. Mark, and he is. He is. But that's why I think we have Jen Affleck, who's going to slide into that number two slot and could potentially win this entire thing. Now, who do I have winning this entire thing? Danielle Fischel. It was the first person that popped in my head when I looked at the list and I said, who's going to win? It was her. That's my rhyme and reason of why I think she's going to win this competition. That's it. That's it. I don't have the gut feeling that I had when I popped up and I saw her. I was like, you know what? I was scanning the crew here and I was like, you know what? Danielle Fischel. That's who's going to win Dancing with the Stars. So that's going to hold up the trophy at the end of the year. If I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, don't be surprised. You know what I mean? It is what it is type of thing. You know what I'm saying? So interesting dynamic. I would love to hear you guys' thoughts on who will win Dancing with the Stars. I'm going to try to cover the season. If anything, I'm going to be covering it, making like TikToks and Instagram posts about my favorite dances from that week, breaking that down each and every week. Should be a lot of fun. But that's the perfect segue. The perfect segue for the fall TV reality season. We have so much reality TV on the horizon. When I was literally going through the list of shows, I was kind of baffled at how many shows there was coming. And I even missed a couple, apparently, whenever I was making this list. But let's start this list off. All right, September 16th, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is returning. That's a huge one. That's a huge one. Okay, September 16th. That's where we kick it off. Of course, September 16th, we also have Love Island Games. And of course, the cast was announced for that, including bringing back some of our recent cast members from this past season in Adriana. We got Chris coming back. We have Charlie coming back. And then, of course, we have names like Kendall, Josh, Andrea, KK are all coming back for some more as well. That's also September 16th. And then September 16th, we also have Dancing with the Stars starting. September 16th is a packed day. A packed day indeed on September 16th with Dancing with the Stars starting. So we got Bravo, Peacock, ABC all lining up to start the reality TV world at that time. So that's one thing that we're going to be kind of feasting on, I guess you could say. And then just a mere week later, on CBS, the newest season, so season 49 of Survivor, is coming on September 24th on CBS. Another big show, right? This is the one. This is like the calm before the storm, because we have season 50 right around the corner. Season 50 is obviously, there's actually two players from season 49. They're going to be on season 50. You know what I mean? So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because why they earned a spot on the season 50 roster. All right. Jerry Turner, charmed the Bachelorettes, the Golden Bachelorettes audience and critics during the first season of The Golden Bachelor. Unfortunately, Gold Bachelor number 2, Matt Owens, appears. Jerry is a tough act to follow. Owens apparently angered fans during his June appearance in the trenches. If they're over 60, I'm cutting them. Stay away from the artificial hips and the wigs. Now, a lot of people were upset. A lot of people wanted him to be removed as the Golden Bachelor, but ABC decided to stick to their guns and let him run through. So the Golden Bachelor starts on September 24th on ABC. Will he find love? Who knows? Fans of Shark Tank, kind of a weird, obviously, anomaly, jumping in, right? You know what I mean? It's season 17 is coming on September 24th as well. But this season will be without Mark Cuban. This will be the first season since season 2 that he will not be on the show. But then September 25th, The Amazing Race is coming back for its newest season. But this season is being taken over by fellow CBS series Big Brother, as 13 former house guests partner up with their real-life loved ones in a race across Europe. For the first time Amazing Race history, teams face their first challenge before even lining up on the starting line. The first team must complete the task, receive an express pass, with the last team facing the consequences of hazard. Amazing Race has been on what seems like forever, and it has been slaying. But this one's probably one of the more exciting seasons to date with the Big Brother and Amazing Race mashup. I love whenever they bring back other people. We got a nice little combination of individuals. My most anticipated show of the fall, Special Forces, World's Toughest Test. A strong, 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 strong cast here. Eric, Jesse James Decker, Andrew and Sean Johnson East, Therese and Gia Guidance. We have Brianna Chicken Fry there. We have 18 celebrities from across entertainment and sports will face a grueling training exercise designed by an elite team of former Special Forces operatives. September 25th, this starts off. This cast, this is what I am so excited about. Special Forces it's a grueling and just intense show. Like, it's just so crazy that this show even exists. You know what I mean? Because there's so many different competitions. Of course, Brittany from Vanderpump Rules is also going to be on the show. We have a jam-packed, just star-studded list. And watching them go through these grueling competitions, we've already heard some of the cast members talk about how they are just, it was just grueling. It was hard and all those other things. So that's going to be another interesting. Starts on September 25th. Again, so in a week time frame, we have about 8 reality TV shows starting. And then a few days later, Below Deck Mediterranean is coming in hot for its 10th season. You know, it's, again, another huge show, September 29th. For those who are fans of Jimmy Fallon, if that's your cup of tea, the reality TV show On Brand with Jimmy Fallon starting September 30th on NBC. This reality series will follow Jimmy Fallon, the most creative, clever, and competitive go-getters he can find across the industries as they team up to create winning marketing campaigns. Acting on as mentors on the show is Bosmo St. John, a former chief of marketing for Netflix and current cast member of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to the Mile High City for season 9 of Love is Blind. Yes, Love is Blind is coming back October the 1st. You guarantee that I will be covering, we'll be covering it right here on the Love and Reality podcast because that is our jam, right? That is the jam. Love is Blind coming back to spice things up. Hopefully we don't get it all ruined by all the crazy people of the world that like to cover reality TV. We just want to see people fall in love and be happy or not, or get their heart broken with a little bit of drama. The Road is coming October 19th to CBS, produced by Taylor Sheridan, well known for his scripted series, comes a new reality singing competition hosted by Blake Shelton and Keith Urban. It follows 12 up-and-coming artists as they perform in venues across the country. I've had a little tease of this show. I can say that I really feel like this is another solid addition to the competition world. I'm really digging some of the different dynamics of what they're bringing to the table here. And I'm very excited to see what this show has in store. Selling Sunset, October 29th, Netflix, the 9th season of the Los Angeles-based reality real estate series. See Sandra Vergara joining the O Group. If the last name doesn't sound familiar, it's because Sandra is the cousin of actress Sofia Vergara. Sandra has quite a bit of acting experience and appears on episodes of The Bold and Beautiful, CSI, and Nip Tuck. That show is coming back as well. And then TBD, I have a little bit of Married at First Sight's coming. The first season is going to drop in Peacock. The 19th season is coming at some point in October. I think it's going to be premiered towards the end of October. And then we have a little birdie in my ear telling me it's coming. The date hasn't been announced, but it's right around this time. This is going to be the first season that's going to debut on Peacock after being bought out from Life. They bought Kinetic Content, went from Lifetime to Peacock in a huge move that's going to put more eyes on the show. And because of that, this might be one of the biggest seasons yet. It was filmed in Austin, Texas. November 4th, Squid Games The Challenge Season 2. It wasn't on my big board. I forgot about it. But I will forget no more because I'm a huge fan of that show. But November 4th, the reality TV show is returning, and I'm very, very excited about that as well. Catch up now in Season 1 if you haven't watched it. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, November 13th. How everything plays out. We have a lot of things break down, a lot of questions about relationships. What's the Marciano situation with Demi? And what's the Marciano situation with Jesse? What's their relationships look like? All of those things are in play for this upcoming season. And will this also be where we follow a little bit of the Dancing with the Stars background of the Mormon Wives with Whitney and Jen being on that show as well? And of course, will we get a little bit of the announcement of Jen and her time on The Bachelorette? Will we get that a little bit filmed on here? And then, of course, December, we have Owning Manhattan. Season 2 will follow Ryan Serhant and his covering name brokerage Serhant. And Season 2 built upon the final moments of Season 1. In which Serhant was offered the opportunity to sell an entire building of units worth more than $300 million. God, so much money. So much money. $300 million. That's a lot of shows for us to keep up on. You know what I mean? And that's probably not all of them. I would be willing to bet there's one or two shows wrapped up in this entire mix that I'm completely forgetting about. But just think about all the shows that I match. And not everybody's going to watch every single one of those shows, but I wanted to be able to give you guys the opportunity to know what's ahead for us this year because there's a lot to cover, there's a lot to talk about, but nothing better than putting it all on the table for you guys and ensuring that you guys are knowing the latest and greatest in the world of reality TV. So you guys got to let me know what you're excited to check out this fall. If I missed anything at all, you know what I mean? Let me know. so that I can figure that out. So I can add it to my schedule, possibly even cover the show right here. If you have suggestions about what you would love to hear about on the Love and Reality podcast, let me know in the comments, because Ashley and I are willing to cover whatever shows you guys want us to hear us cover. So this fall, we'll be definitely covering Love Island Games. We'll definitely be covering Love is Blind, Special Forces, Dancing with the Stars, even on social medias. Squid Game's going to be covered by us as well. So it's going to be a very long and fruitful reality TV fall. But short, brief, and to the point, this week's episode of Love and Reality Podcast, make sure to tune in Sunday night. We will be live breaking down the Love Island Games cast, which is going to be a blast to cover as well. So thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of Love and Reality Podcast. We'll talk soon.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.